putting chief executive chains on his puppets. The prime minister of shattered dreams for these young black kids, itching for this rap status, but he never could add up these b-boy mathematics. His pragmatic ploys made him money magnetic. The abrasive weight of his uninvasive vendettas made him keep two Berettas with his industry contingents. Ninjas, paid protection and fringe benefits. He rolls from the stretch bins, limited edition. Cloak between a sinister smoke screen, a henchman. Straightened his lapel, ignited his cigarette, and shoved the knot of his tie and awaited his death wish. Reckless manslaughter left him breathless. Smashed his test, a fraction of intersection, a fraction of a second. Spun out on the sidewalk, he couldn't pull his gun out, cause instantly he was fucking the industry.
Is it real or imagery? Senseless acts of savagery. Could it be you got fucked in the industry?
You got fucked in the industry.
Some niggas get off in this business trying to come up awestruck, starstruck, but you know how they end up.
Type for whom you speak, appeared in many scenes, fulfilling her childhood dreams. Got involved with this hardcore MC, said she liked to kick it and hang, cause he kept her clean. Expensive things, European names, ice embedded amidst ruby red flames. She stayed in his mix, figured it was all a game, swearing that this nigga was a ticket to fame. But little did she know there was truth to what he sang, about how he made his living selling crack cocaine, about how he put caps in all his enemies' brains. I guess he missed the two that came checking for change, didn't hear his pit squeal next on choke chains, basking in the glow of fuck faces they just exchange. Maxing in his home, cooling out, just relaxing. Niggas busted and camping while she was in between us. Satins and intravenous, drip a failing heart rate, flip in a bloody mattress. The sole legacy of this budding actress. Coroner lights and cops, cameras followed the actions. I wasn't surprised, but rather saddened when it happened. Cause niggas get off in this business trying to come up awestruck, starstruck, but you know how they end up.
The devious life can get touched, your friend tough, but you know how they end up. Down in San Diego at the Gavin, I seen a hip-hop journalist get stabbed. That shit was savage. Caught him in his stomach with about 4 inches, slapped him in his face relentless and pulled out some big shit. He said, look homie, you don't know me. Put the gap to his head calm and slowly. The journalist screaming and crying, scared to dying. Dude mashed him in his jaw with a barrel, told him stop lying. Picked him off his knees with ease, I thought he might squeeze, till I heard the police yelling freeze. He reached for the heavens, 11 cops put his head in a Shumi Numaki. Blood on the concrete, that's when I peaked. What? Dude that section was a rapper, hot cause his name got slandered. Locked in a metal case for over a decade. He thought he was invincible, but now he wished that day never happened. Asking his God for forgiveness, purging his heart of the vengeance, trying to end this nightmare. The industry clockwork orange this whole shit and warped his brain until he flipped out.
Is that what it's about? You talk too much, you got a gun in your mouth. Talking big when you little, man, they called you out. Should've kept your shit shut, cause you know how they end up.
Cause niggas get off in this business trying to come up awestruck, starstruck, but you know how they end up.